Okay, first of all, I'd like this evening to discuss a Yoredeya topic. Not to say any chidushim, just to go over some of the basic issues, to present some of the basic topics. The title of the shiur is Parva, Foods and Mixtures. This morning in the laning in Parshas Kisisa, we read that the first source, Parshas Kisisa Shmos Parak Lama Dalat Posek Chavov, Reishis Bikurat Mosa Tovi Beis Hashem Alokecha. That's the word Bikurim, that's not our problem. But the second had Lo Sivasho Gdi Bachalei Vimo, that's the phrase we focus on, don't cook the meat of a kid, of a goat, in the milk of its mother. And as we know, that Posek serves as the, that little phrase, Lo Sivasho Gdi Bachalei Vimo, serves as the basis for all of the dinim of Posek Chavov, right? One little phrase. Right. A lot of shilas and a lot of dinim that emerged from that one phrase. Actually, the phrase appears three times in the Chumash. Once was this morning in Parshas Kisisa, that was the second time. The first time is the end of Parshas Mishpatim, and the other time is in Chumash Dvarim in Parshas Re'eh. So Rashi comments here in Kisisa, in the second source, again, in Parak Lamadal, which most posa kofav, los vasa gdi, azhor le basa b'cholav. This is the warning related to basa b'cholav, and Rashi tells us, sholosh pa'amim kosa b'torah, it appears three times in the Torah, because there are three isurim, three prohibitions associated with meat and milk, ra'isa, efad lach, sometimes you have foods that are also to eat, but you're allowed to derive benefit from it. There's an issue of not making a business out of it. Let's say it comes up all the time in a kosher slaughterhouse, they select an animal and they find it's trace. So not to throw it out, you can sell it to the non-Jewish butchers, because they're not interested in those issues. So again, the dinner, you don't make your schor, you don't make your permanent parnosa out of it, but there's no issur hanov on many foods that are asur b'achila. Of course, now we're within 30 days of Pesach. On Pesach, chametz on Pesach is also asur b'hanov. Not only we're not allowed to eat chametz, we're not allowed to have hanov. Let's say a person's in the is a baker, and he's going to sell, he's going to go to a non-Jewish town, there are no Jews there. He's going to sell his baked goods on Pesach. So you're not allowed to do that because he's getting benefit, even though he's not going to eat it, and no Jews are going to eat it, but still it's also about no. And then there's an isur bishul, it's not even permissible to cook basar chalav together, even if you're not planning to eat, you're not getting any hano. Those are the three surim learned from the three times it says also asur b'dil chalav imo. That's what Rashi says, yeah.
That even though you just mentioned, the Rav just mentioned something about isur achilo, usually isur achilo is called isur achilo.
That's the whole
thing. For that, we're the marshal of Kelta. But here, there's no
Right. That's an important point. Since you brought it up, I'll mention the Torah doesn't ever say don't eat. It uses the Lashon Bishul. And that's going to be important for another din in a second. Okay, but the Rashi here in Chumash didn't make this up. It emerges in the Gemara Chulin of Kuftes Zav Med Beis in the third source. Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, the Lo Savash Gliba Chalev Mo Gimel Poem, Echad Lisar Chil, Echad Lisar Anov, Echad Lisar Bishul. That's really the Mokar for what Rashi tells us. And the Rambam brings this to Halacha in the fourth source, Perek Tes. Of Hilchos Macholos Asuras Halacha Aleph, Bosa B'Cholav Also Levashlo, Bosa Lachem Na Torah, Bosa B'Hano, and you have to get rid of it. The Kover No Sova, Afro Also Kefer Kolanik Boron, different din. Umishu Yevashlo Mishneim Kazayis Echad Loker. This is a love that brings with it Malchus. Somebody cooks Bosa. He doesn't even eat it. He just cooks Bosa B'Cholav. He's Loker. Shneim Alo Sovashik B'Cholimo. V'Chein Ha'Ochal. Here's a key point. V'Chein Ha'Ochal Kazayis Mishneim Me'Habosa Cholav Shenisvashlo Kefer Loker Afro Pi. Even if he didn't cook it, but he ate something. But in order to get malchus, it has to be eaten when it's cooked together. Derek Bishol also Torah. In other words,
sandwich actually is all
right. Right. Technically speaking, a person has, let's say, a cold piece of cheese and a cold piece of steak, and eats them together. So that would not be a violation midoraisa. Not be a violation midoraisa bas mecholah, because since the Torah presents the din lo sivashel, so we learn Derek Bishol also Torah. So it's only also deraisa if the meat and milk were actually cooked together into one unit. Cheeseburger, something like that. The Shulchan Aruch brings this lahalocha in Yoredeya Siman Pei Zayin Sifahal Kosa B'Torah Lo Svash Al-Gid B'Chalimot. There he gives you three sources. Shmos Parak Chavkim Pasuk Yutes, that's in Mishpatim. Parak Lamedal Pasuk Chavav, that's here in Kisisa. And Parashat Rei Ramedal Chavav Al-Kim Al-Pamim Echad Lisa Bishu Echad Lisa Achila Echad Lisa Ano V'Hotzi Achila B'Loshen Bishu Lomar She'eno Osim In HaTorah El Adarach Bishu. That's the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk. The only Isser Bas V'Chalim D'Raisa is when you eat the item haven't been, when it was prepared together, Derek Bishul. Al midarbanan, also becholing. And then a shofar tell. Okay, midarbanan, you can't eat it if it wasn't cooked together. And kol bas b'cholov she'ena osam ha'tor mutar b'hanor. That's a different din. Okay, so that's the basis, of course, of yisurim b'asar b'cholov. But now I want to look at what happens when there's a mixture. Okay, this is, of course, the basis for many, many shalas. I'm not here again to say any chedusha, just to go what the basic inyanim are. So there is a gemara in Maseches Pesachim. Daf Ayin Hayamid Beis. That's source number 6. Daf Ayin Hayamid Beis and Pesachim. It's the very bottom of the page. It goes over to Ayin Vovam and Aleph. Itmar Cham L'Tocham. You have hot milk and hot flesh. Okay, and one spills into the other. Dira HaKol Osir. Everyone agrees it's Osir. The Raisa. Sonein, and Rashi explains a little bit 7. And again, that's the bottom of Pesachim. Daf Ayin Hayamid Beis. Cham L'Tocham. Bosar Roseach. L'Tocham Roseach. You have hot boiling hot meat and boiling hot milk and they get mixed together, or Rashi tells us maybe not possible. Echot shel isa ve'echot shel heter. One thing is kosher, one thing is treif. Right? These dinim are not only bosa b'chol. It's other isurim also. Isur of non-kosher meat and then kosher milk, whatever, get mixed up together. The same thing, or it's not even meat and milk at all. It's two pieces of meat and so on, or it's a mixture. Yeah.
But he's strong word with seth, which is beyond yatzaletus.
Okay, so that's a different shayla. It's okay, one point. We'll leave it alone. This means hot. Yeah. The Gemara's lashon is cham l'tocham. You're right. But dibakol osir. So why? So Rashi number 8, the top of our involvement, Aleph says osir. Debola hetam isur. There's been a transference of flavor. Right. The item which is mutter has absorbed the flavor of the isur. Right. Through heat, there's an absorption of flavor. That's what happens. Things are heated up together. Just even scientifically, right? The things mix, so there's an absorption of flavor. But continues the Gemara on the top of Ayin Rav and Aleph, this is Maseches Pesachim. Tzonein, the Divak Kol Mutter. If it's cold, so the rice is mutter. Two cold things, there's no transference of flavor. Okay, we'll see later. You can take it out, rinse it off, whatever. But let's say you have a big pot of milk or something like that, but it's cold. And in the fridge, right? Then a piece of meat falls on the shelf, lands up in the pot. But everything's cold. So there's no issur because there's no absorption of flavor. You need the heat for the flavor to be absorbed. So that's the Gemara says is mutter. What about cham l'tof tzonim v'tzonim l'tof tam? What if something hot fell into something cold, or vice versa, something cold fell into something hot? Now let's say something hot fell into something cold. So I have a bowl of cereal, okay, and I'm eating the milk, there's this milk which is cold, and then someone else in the kitchen is bringing something fleshing across and falls out and lands into the bowl of cereal, whatever, or vice versa. Tzonim l'tocham. I have a cup of hot chocolate milk I'm drinking, and something lands in it, some cold piece of meat sort of falls out into it. So here we have a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Ilah Gavar or Shmuel Amar Tator Gavar. The question is, what wins? What affects what? Does the bottom affect the top? Does the top affect the bottom? Both? Which way do we look at it? So this is a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Ilah Gavar. Look in Rashi in Torah 8, Ilah Gavar Ha'elyon Notzeach. Whatever the upper item is, that's what wins. That's what impacts the lower item. Bilchach. Cham l'tov tzonein osur. If something hot falls into something cold, that osur is the hot thing, osur is the cold thing. She'elyon mechamamo l'tachton. Because what spills in, let's say again in our case, a kid is walking in the kitchen, he's got a cup of hot chocolate milk, right? And now he trips and the hot chocolate goes flying, lands right on my hamburger when I'm eating, right? So that's called cham l'tov tzonein. He has hot chocolate, I'm eating a salami, cold salami. And now the chocolate milk, the hot milk, spills onto my piece of salami. Right? So this says Rashi, that's what Rav means, Hilah Gavar, Shah Elyon Mechamam Olatachton. And therefore, Reshneim Chamanu Balana Hadadi. Now there's going to be a transference of flavor. Okay? The upper thing, which is hot, now makes my piece of salami hot also, because the hot chocolate milk lands on the salami, so it makes that hot. Now there's an absorption of flavor, and an interchange. So therefore, it's also. But tzonein l'tocham is mutter. If the thing on top is it's a cold glass of milk, and I'm eating a hot piece of steak, and that cold milk spills on, that's not a problem. Tzonein is mutter. She'elyon mitzara l'tachton. The cold thing cools off the bottom. The low bottom, there's no absorption, there's no transference of flavor. That's the shita of Rav. Ushmuel amar tatar gavar. Shmuel says fakir. It's Rashi in the Gan 8. Ushmuel amar tatar gavar. Hilchav. Cham l'tochton is mutter. Okay, cham l'tochton is mutter because the bottom thing is what wins. So therefore, something hot hot milk spills onto cold meat, then everything's mutter. But sonen tocham, cold milk spills onto hot meat, that's usur. And now Rashi tells an important thing. Ordinarily, we have many times in the Gemara dispute between Rav and Shmuel, and there's a cloud. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, hilchos hakerav v'isurei u'shmuel bedinim. That's the general rule. Whenever there's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, the halacha follows Rav if it's a matter of issur v'heter. We might call ritual law or things relating to what's usur and what's mutter. Then in the dispute between Rav and Shmuel, we pass him like Rav, u'shmuel bedinim. If it has to do with dinei mamonos, then we pass him like Shmuel. Why that is, that's a different discussion. But that's the rule. Hilchos hakerav v'isurei u'shmuel bedinim. So l'chora, we should pass like Rav in this case, because this is an issur v'heter matter. It's not a dinei mamonos issue, not a monetary law question here. Then we pass like Shmuel. Here we pass like Rav. Says Rashi, the Alpha Gav the Hilchos HaKerav B'Yisur. You know, usually the Halacha follows Rav in these types of laws. Beha Hilchos HaKeshmuel. Here we pass like Shmuel. Why? The Hatanya Tarte Masnisi Kavav Seikta Lakamon. Because later on this page, they cited two. The Gemara cites two brises which support the opinion of Shmuel. I printed it here. We don't have to go into all the detail. We'll read inside. It's very towards the bottom of Ayin Vav and Alpha Masachim. The Gemara says Tanya Kavav. First, the Gemara asks a bunch of kashi against Shmuel. Gets out of all of them. Then it says Tanya Kavav Seishmuel. Cham Lato Cham Oser. Fine. V'chein Sonein Lato Cham Oser. Sonein Lato Cham Oser. Some cold lands on something hot. It's Oser. So Rashi tells us in source 10. Sonein Lato Cham Oser. Alma Tato Gavav. It means the bottom is what wins. The bottom, because then that's where the flavor is transferred. There is transference of flavor because the bottom impacts the top. So if the bottom is hot, that makes the top thing that it spills into it hot also. And then there's transference of flavor. That's then madia. You just have to wash it off the other way around. Okay? If hot falls into cold, because tatar gava, right? So the bottom thing wins, but it doesn't mean you can deceive, you should rinse it off. Madia means wash it off. Then the Gemara says, because really washing shouldn't be enough. Because cave in the chama, the makele yesh de la bola porta, klipo me in the boy. So the Gemara says, well, wait a minute. It's true that it lands, the bottom thing wins. I have a cold piece of salami, and now some hot chocolate milk spills on. But still, the point of contact, at least. You're right, it's not enough to absorb the whole piece of salami, at least a point of contact. So Mara says, yeah, you're right. It's called kadei klipa. Like our Sangha said, kadei klipa means you can peel off. Okay? And as Rashi explains in 10, ad demekale, kodem shiitstanen bola kodu. Good, it's going to, because the bottom thing is cold, that we say like Shmuel cools off the top thing. But it takes a second for that to happen, it's not instantaneous. It takes a couple. So in the meanwhile, it does absorb something, so that the cut off the top layer. However much kadei klipa is, that's another machlokas, whatever it is, if that's called kadei klipa, you're like a klipa's appeal. There's the top layer, because there, even though tatar gavar, the Gemara is saying, even though we pass like Shmuel tatar gavar, but still there is some absorption, because something happens when the hot chocolate milk spills onto the salami. So tatar gavar, the salami cools off the milk, but for a second, for a moment, however long it is, there is some absorption, so therefore you require kadei klipa. And that's the Gemara says, then tanya idach, another raya. Anyway, both these riots prove, like Shmuel say, Tatar Gavar. It's interesting. Rabbeinu Tam wonders, well, that's very nice. You can talk about kadei klipa if it's a piece of salami or something. What if it's both things are liquid? There's no klipa. Then how do you peel off? That's the Tosas. I just printed the Tosas. Source 11. Sochem Ayva Manala. Do you know what's a Tanya either Tema? All right. So he said, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, why do you have to bring a second riot? And Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Kamash on the field cholav shari dafal gav the chamu tochsan boy klipa v'dover shiachalos is klipa v'dover doshayach klipa come over cholav mutter. Okay. Even let's say the thing spills into milk. What klipa? There's nothing to peel off. They take him a piece of meat, so you can scrape off the upper layer. But when it's not that, then it's mutter anyway. Then he quotes the Rivah and says you have to chishim. That's interesting. My focus are we shown on the side point. These halachas are brought in the Rambam in source number 12 is Hilchos Machalos Asuras Parates again halacha Yud Zayin. We know, says the Rambam, habasa levado mutter v'chalav levado mutter. Meat by itself is kosher. Assume it's kosher meat. Milk by itself is kosher. That's not a problem. But with Arab same idea. They bishul yasru stand, but when they become mixed together to bishul, then they both become asr. But b'medvar amavorshnis baslu shnei biyachad. When is that a problem? They're cooked together in the same pot. Meat and milk are cooked in the same pot. That's when there's transference of flavor. Oh, shenofel cham l'tocham. Oh, tzonei l'tocham again. Tatar gavar. The bottom thing wins. Tzonei l'tocham. Avim nofel echem yisem v'hu cham l'tocham shen l'tzonei. Kolef. That's like the Gemara concluded. Klipa. Kolef. You peel off. Habasar kulo shenegam v'acholot. Just the part where the milk. actually landed, you slice off that piece, v'ochal ha'shari, can eat the rest. He nofot tzonot tzonot madiach ha'chatich ha'ochal, just rinse it off, and that's okay. Alright, that's the Rambam, and the same thing with Shofar HaKashi, in two places that are printed here, in source number 13, Boss of Chol of Roskim Shnitz Arvu Yachad. This is Hilchos Boss of Chol of Yerodeya Siman Tari Aleph Siv Dalit. Boss of Chol of Roskim Shnitz Arvu Yachad. Vafilu Boss of Tzolna to Chol of Roseach. Or Chol of Tzolna to Boss of Roseach. Hakol also Mishum the Tatoa Gover. So like Rashi told us in the Gemara, we do Paskim like Shmuel Tatoa Gover. Like the Rambam didn't spell it out, but that emerges from what he does say. And the Shofar of Mechaber says in Mefurish the Tatoa Gover. Right. So therefore, if the two are cooked together, or a piece of cold meat lands in some hot milk, or vice versa, hot milk lands in the hot, cold milk lands in hot meat. I call also Mishum Takovar, I'm a chol roseach shnochal a boser tzomein, but hot milk that spills on, let's say, cold salami, like I mentioned before. Oh, boser roseach, hot meat that lands into a bowl of cold milk, shnochal tochol, so I'm a chol eif a boser, you just have to do klipa, you peel off, the shara boser mutu. Well, the mokum shabboser tor klipa in lo kachol bishol kach mutu, but yevet, if you didn't do klipa and you cooked it, it's also okay, and fine. That's the din of having the shulchan. The same din appears. That's in Hilchos Boss of Chol. As I said before, these same dinim apply in Yisra V'Heter, not just Boss of Chol, Yisra V'Heter also. So in Hilchos Tarovus, in Yardes and Kuf Hei, Stiv Gimel, so it's forth in the same thing, Nafal Ha'Yisra V'Cham, V'Toch Heker Cham, V'Kli Vishon, Afil Yisra Tzon, V'Toch Heker Cham, Akol Otis, Atoa Gavar, Ala Oyon, U'Mecham Mo, Aitcha Mafu, V'Tachton, right? Tatoa Gavar, the bottom thing, which is hot, is considered to be able to heat up the thing that spills into it, and to get some its flavor out. The ain't talk one with the heter tzonah tokis shacham shakol osur. Avel me'elyon acham v'tachton tzonein eno osur like they clip up. Hafilu me'elyon acham isur. It doesn't matter what you say the heter, it's the same din. And Rambam says a distinction whether it's in a kli rishon and a klisheni. Again, that's not directly important for us at the moment. But anyway, that's the din, the basic din in terms of bus of the cholov. What about parv items? And this is the old question. A parv item that was put in a fleishig plate or a fleishig pot and so on. How does all this work with regard to parv items? So here we have a Gemara Chulin again. So it's 15, Daf Kuf, Yud, Aleph, Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Itmar, Dogim, fish, which is parv obviously, Dogim, She'olo Bekara. Okay, you have fish that were put on a plate, Dogim, She'olo Bekara. Asur la'achlon bekutach. You're not allowed to eat that fish with kutach. Kutach is a milchige dish. What is that, huh? Yeah, so kutach is a common example of a milchig. Kutach is a common example that appears in throughout Masechah Shulin as a classic example of a milchige, kind of a mixture with this, bread and flour and dough and a milchige, I don't know.
It's also an example of something.
So the Gemara says in Chulin Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Dogim She'olo Bekara. So Rashi explains a little bit. I have to look back and forth. Look in 16. Rashi in Chulin Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Dogim She'olo Bekara, Minat Fli. It was fresh off the roaster, right? The fish comes straight out of the oven. Hot, fried pot, roasted fish, cooked fish. Shayu roasting, it was hot. Nosnan Latoha Ka'ara She'achlo Babasa. And you put it down on a fleshing a plate. This fish, which was parv, which was cooked in the oven or cooked on the grill or whatever, grilled fish, it's hot, and you plopped it down on a fleishig, a plate. Rav says, Asur la'achman b'kutach, you cannot eat that fish with fleishig. Okay? With asur la'achman with milking. Why? Rashi says, Asur la'achman b'kutach. So the Basur, no simlahem tam. The plate had a fleishig flavor, and that fleishig flavor impacts the fish, and now you cannot go ahead, even though fish by itself is parv, but now you cannot go ahead and eat the fish together with milk, that's Rav. Ushmuel amar mutar lachon bekutach. Shmuel says it's mutar to eat that fish. Even though you put the fish down on a fleshy plate, you can now go ahead afterwards and eat that hot fish together with milk. Why? So Rav amar, what's the machlokas about? Rav amar asur, no sin tamhu. Rav says it's asur because it's no sin tam. The flesh that's in the fleshy plate gives tam of the flesh into the fish. Like the fish is hot, so you put the fish hot on the plate, and the hotness of the fish sort of pulls out the flesh of flavor, so now you can't go ahead. That fish has a status in a certain sense of being like flesh, you can't even milk it, that's Rav. Ushmuel Amar, here's the famous din. Ushmuel said, Amar Mutter, Ushmuel Amar Mutter, why? No Saint Tom, bar no Saint Tom, who? This is the famous not bar not. Okay? No, it's a step removed. Because there's no flesh there. There was a plate which had become a plate which had the flavor of the meat, no actual meat there. That's called Shmuel calls that not bar not. Not the relation, no same tam. No same tam bar, no same tam. It's no same tam, the son of no same tam. It's like one step removed. Rashi explains in 16, if this fish was cooked in the same pot together with meat, so obviously haya asur lochon bekutah. And for sure he would allow to use milk and sugar cooked together. But here, there was never, the fish never came into any kind of contact with meat. It only came into contact with a plate that had been used for meat. So therefore, it's one step removed. And Shmuel calls that not bar not, no same time, bar no same time. And therefore, that later on, you can eat that piece of fish together with milk. Okay? For Modesh Mush also lechol cholav rosech bekar the nosin tam rishon havi kibasa gomer, and we'll go into that now. But the key phrase here is ava kaara zu he atzma eno basar, the meat, the plate isn't meat. Ella al yibei nosin tam, it came flesh because it had the absorbed flavor of flesh, and it's not really flesh, and therefore it's eno kibasa, it's not really like meat. So that's the shita of Shmuel. So I neglected to print an important. So that's the din. Let's read first the Ran, because the Ran tells us the following. So I forgot to print the Tosus when I was printing up the sheets. I just inadvertently left off the Tosus. I want to read some Tosus in a second, but I did print the Ran. The Ran on the Rif there in Chulin, Daf Mem Aleph Mem Aleph, in the pages of the Rif. The Ran tells us Lo Dami Kala Dogim Shaola Bekara. The Hosam Akutach Lo Kibel Tam Klal Mitam Rishon. The Haino Hakara Eman in a Dogim the Habatam Shein Avakan. That's most important for us. Tam Acholav Haniplo the Tochamayim Mekabel Tam Mitam Abosar Rishon Shebekar. What's going on? The Ran is talking about, you know, it's interesting, the Gemara only talked about a case where you put the fish on a flesh of a plate. It's a funny case. Dogim Shaola Bekara. What about if I cooked the fish in a flesh of pot? That would have been a more, or I cooked the fish in a milk. By the way, everything I'm saying now goes both ways. In other words, the Gemara gave the example of fish being put on a flesh of plate, you can't eat it with milk. The same thing is true in the reverse. You put the fish on a milk plate, you can't eat it with flesh. It's back and forth. There's no difference. I'm using the example the Gemara used of when the fish was put in a flesh of plate. But why didn't they discuss, okay, it's an interesting question, why didn't they discuss what was cooked? So it's the same thing, let's say I cooked pasta, okay, I cooked up spaghetti in a flesh sugar pot, okay, it's a spaghetti pot. That's the question. So the Ran says, the Ran is telling us here, and that's really not bar not, because what happens? The water, okay, absorbs the flavor. Okay, so he says there might be the difference in that case. Just a second. I just want to find the right. Yeah. Okay, but we'll just want to find the one I wanted. Okay. In other words, when there's here. Look, I will count that Tom Shani lo amad b'fnei atzmo klal elatechav shabal la'olam nisar v'tamad kol nistaber v'adet asim. The Ran basically, his basic point here is that this is only the situation when you have really what's called not barnat the hetera. Okay, not barnat the hetera. I only quoted part of it, I realize it, but if you look at the whole Ran, it's a long Ran. Milk by itself and meat by itself, they're both mutter, as opposed to trace meat and then kosher meat. Now there, it doesn't matter how far removed it is. There, the isser, that's what the Ran's point, there the isser is, can extend. Now it doesn't matter if it's a step removed. The only heter, this is what the Ran is telling us, it's called not bar not, the hetera. The original thing were mutter, the milk, the meat, the fish by itself is mutter, the flesh by itself, everything is mutter here. Now, there was an in-between, you had this fish which was cooked in a pot thing, and now you put it on a plate, the case of the Gemara, which is a flesh sugar plate, which absorbs the flavor of the flesh, and now you're going to eat that fish with milk later, that's okay, it's a step removed, because the plate by itself is kosher, the milk by itself is kosher. Now the only thing I have to do is mix them together, but there's no mixture here, because it's removed. However, that's about, when it comes to actual isur, actual isurim, then there's no not by not, because it starts off with something that's also here, it never became, it started off in the world, the heter. It had a heter, so then it's only that's the point of the Ran. Okay. I think so. Most of it. Now, yeah.
Yes.
when Shmuel he does with Shmuel the Kaira.
Yeah.
Shmuel says it throws out there. So why does Shmuel have to go to Nachbar not to tell you that the fish?
Yeah, that's a good question. I may come to that because yeah, you have to see why is it different. When it's why here, Tatar Gavar.
Even if we're mostly mamish,
right?
Tatar Yomi Klipa.
So right, that's a good horror. I may come back there. Yeah.
This is our osmosis. We have a pot. I put beef in it. Now, the taste of the beef goes into the walls of the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, an hour later, I put fish into the pot.
Right.
So the taste of the taste is going into the fish. It's still
right. But when it comes to, right, it's still removed, but that's what the Ron's point is, that does not. Does not change all of them.
It's like
a closer. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but usually any fish you don't cook in a pot.
Anyway.
Pot.
Yeah, okay.
Fish you don't cook in a
right,
fish.
That's true. For a grill.
You don't mix it.
So let's say spaghetti, let's add another milk.
Why do you have to be in a
I don't have time to alter the dinner about how much in the pot. Just, by the way, but just understand what these dinim are. We need to understand the following. If you ever look at a pot, the truth of the matter is, when you first hear these dinim, right, I mean, you know, that's Yoreday is called, you know, that's the basis of Jewish law called pots and pantheism, right? So the it sounds like ah, but it's not so wild because a pot does absorb flavor. The heat interacts with metal, and the metal is porous. I mean, we don't necessarily see that, but the metal at one level is porous and stuff. Take a look at a pot that your wife has used, you know, for a long, long time. Even if she's cleaned it thoroughly and so on and so forth. Let's say a pot that was used for meatballs or stuffed cabbage, tomato. You can't get it out after a while. You just can't. It can, because the tomato has been absorbed in. Yeah, after a while. After a while, it'll absorb. So they're right. And sometimes the flavor is transferred. Anyway, I don't have time to go through it. I just wanted to share that Ron, it's only by Bas Rechalav. Now, but as I said before, Tosus there, I forgot to print on the page. The Tosus on that Daf and Chulin, Kufi and Aleph Mendez, or read it inside. He says, "Dogim shol bekar shol boser muter laachon bekutach im hakar v'dogim tzonim lo itzuk lefsog lekam on the pulling." And kashachem and rosef the bein ilah gavar, and that's his. He addresses your issue. The bein ilah gavar, bein tatar gavar, klipa miha boy. Right? At least you're going to need klipa. The Tosus mentions that issue, but then he says as follows: "B'shem Rashi pirish rivon." Only Rishonim, I think, v'itzuk v'nosan chosno. This is the father-in-law Rashi, or relative, huh? Son-in-law Rashi, Rivon, Dafka Olu Shori, Avon Nisbashlu Osir. He says the Gemara is Dafka. This heter is when you put the fish on a fleshic plate. That's the whole sugya. But if you cook the fish in a or spaghetti, because in a fish you don't cook it, or a gefilte fish, you said you cook it, but whatever the power of item is, if you cook it, Avon Nisbashlu, okay? Osir, the kichad tamachashiv, okay, and therefore Rashi bore myself with fun of the base dimish and his basso the kederos shal cholov, eggs that were cooked in a milky pot, hard boiled eggs, the guy cooked hard boiled eggs in a milky pot, the osir lasus lahem muyasos shal basso, he osired to use those eggs with fleshes. You know the eggs are mutter.
One
second, the yesh lahavi rayel as well, yeah, midabah, sure. Muyasos shal
basso,
base dimish and his basso the kederos shal cholov. Okay. Osir lasa muyosa shabasa. Some type of dish, I don't know, some type of food.
But you're using it, you're not eating with it. Okay.
Yeah, you're eating with it. Okay, the Yesh Lahavi Raya Lazar, he brings a Raya from a different Gemara. Anyway, the point is that the sheet of the Rivan is that this heter of not by not is, does not, NLT, apply when the things are cooked. Okay, there's a heter when it's on the plate. When it's cooked and through the medium of water, that's the chumra of the Rivan. Many disagree. Okay, the Rashba, which we have back on the page now, 18, and the Taras HaBayis disagrees. The Rashba writes, in Taras HaBayis, Arach Bayis, Gimel, Shar, Galat, source 18, Garcinan, the Parakalabasa, Dagum, Shal, Bekar, Ravam, Asachem, Mechuta, Shmuel, Mutter, Ravam, Asa, Nosin, Tamu, Shmuel, Mutter, Nosin, Tam, Bainas, Namu, Klomar, Shavosa, Nosin, Tam, Bekar, Bakar, the Dagum, Vadayan, Heter, Behetu, Behilchach, and he explains why Niklash Hatam Harbe, that weakens the flavor, it can't impact it. Now, then you have to wonder why it doesn't say the same thing about Yisra Hekka, but it's not that. When it's made, I ain't a royal lochal olav aksur, aksur, Yisra Bas lochalav. When the flavor has been weakened, so it doesn't impact the other. Masha'ena came to Shari Sun Shesur Mitzad Atzman, so he says, Sha'afal Pi, Sha'ain Bo Nosin Tam Barnas Atam, Afila Pachos Mikan, Nikal Mokam Yisra Shabal Lo Porach. Like Rezilla said before, of course, there's a cause of that. Ulafichach lo amru ken olav asachol kon shamarno. But he says, ulafichach dogim shalu b'karash nismad atam kol kach kodim shar b'kutach reizim mutter. Fish that was put on the fleshy plate, and by the time it's going to eat it with the milk, the flavor of the flesh is so weak, it's mutter. Upirash rashi zal shalu shenisbashlu. Not like the Rivan, okay? He says shalu shenisbashlu. Dogim she'olu b'kara means nisbashu. Now I didn't see that in the Rashi that we have on the page, okay? He uses the word mibusalim, but it's hard to say he means it literally, but or not. But the Rashbor certainly understands from Rashi, not like the Rivan, okay? Because Rivan said this hetter is only when you put it on a plate, but not in nisbashu. Rashbor says, v'pirush Rashi zal she'olu, v'nishin nisbashu, same thing. V'chein pirush haramam zal v'chein ikar. Rashbor clearly disagrees with it. And so there's a third, huh?
Right.
Yeah, I know. I know, that's what he's probably basing it on, but I don't know, because that's what he's saying, if there were mibushalim, then it would definitely be also.
Yeah.
But
Shmuel would mean it, yeah.
Right. If that's in Bushalim and Mamish, but I'm saying, what about Bushalim in inflation of pack? You're right, he may be based on that Rashi, but I'm not sure you have to read Rashi that way. That's what I'm saying. He's saying that it was cooked Mamish with inflation, but about inflation pack, I'm not sure. But okay. I know, so I'm saying, I don't know. Look, Rashi wasn't. Maybe he had another Rashi somewhere, and there's another gear, so I missed something. It's definitely possible. But anyway, that's the machlokas basically between the Rivan and other Rishonim. There's a middle prison, I'll read inside, but number 19 is here all the time. But the Sefer HaTrumah, because this is the Simon Samach Aleph, he makes a chilek. Are we dealing with liquids? Are we dealing with solids? Zariyavish is over lah. Okay, he says by hot solids and hot liquids. No, he says in one case, he makes that chiluk in this issue. How do we pass him? Let's say we pass him. In source number 20, Shachar said Yeradeya Simtari Hey Sifalef. Dogim Shinish Bashlu Bekteir Shabasa Rechutza Yafa. That's an important point. This whole discussion is with the fleshig pot or the fleshig plate clean. Okay, there's no band, there's no actual stuff on it. I mean, you know, there's an important point. Rechutza Rechutza. Just look for a second. Look at the shach. In Simtari Hey Sifalef in 21, the shach says Rechutza Yafa. Lavla Neymar. The kol shen spashu the stoma matzikin lo shem 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 shum and dover. Doesn't mean we ordinarily have to assume that there's actually some fatty stuff, some to end there. But he means that it's a clean. You know, the assumption is there's no. That means ruchutzah yafa. We assume that it's clean.
Okay.
And the same thing today, exactly. That's really what we're getting at. But anyway, so back to the shofar. So again, in Sifalef of Simtari Hey, dogim shen spashu shen slub leter shabas ruchutzah yafa. It's clean. There's no band. There's no shuman. There's no grease. You know, again, if you have a fleshy plate with this grease on it, fleshy gravy, the grease that was stuck on the plate, and the fish lands on that, then everybody agrees you can't eat that fish with milk because, the fish has some of the fleshy grease on it. So that's why it says we're talking here about rechutz if it's clean. Yeah. We'll get that too in a second. Okay, we'll come back again. No. Okay, well, the decision I can get to, we don't will. That's the language of the Mechaber, not by not their Torah. Second tip, Sif Beis. Okay, you have eggs that were cooked. Now, notice how clearly the Chaber is talking about Rashbo, not the Rivan, because he's talking about his Bashul. That's the point I want to bring out. The Chaber is not kosher that Rivan, he's like the Rashbo, and the Rashbo claims that that's the majority opinion. Beitzos is Bashul, but my there for levis. Eggs that were cooked, hard boiled eggs are cooked in water in the milk of the pot. Mutter los is also tok hatanagolas. You can eat it together with the chicken, even the chatzila. Avon is Bashul, they're in Losar. Okay, they're cooked with me together. I feel the klipa also lachem b'kuta fine. Okay, says the Ramah, the Yesh Machmirin b'tzliyo bishol lesser no sin tamar no sin tam. That's the Rivan. The Ramah brings them the Mechaber's maker like Rashbam that this heter not panat even if it's cooked in a fleshy pot. Again, I stress, fleshy pot to eat it with milk, it's milk with your pot to eat with fleshy, the same thing. We're just using the example that they use. Okay, but the Ramah has the Chumrah of the Rivah in the name of Rashi and so on. That Minog also less of the Chatkila, the Bangla Ashkenazim at least, the Minog is to be Choshish and not, if you cook fish or eggs or whatever in a fleshy pot, don't eat that together with milk or vice versa.
That's okay,
that's what he says. He ate it already.
He ate it already.
No, it's the Kash of the pot or with the other mutum chol inyan, all right. Let's see. If you already cooked it up, look in the shach and gimel, 21. Haminig lesser chatchil left of the kuto. With the other mutter imnosam the kuto. You already cooked up the dish.
Right.
You just didn't eat it yet. You already prepared it. That's to be the oven. Aval levash from the chatchil. There's a possible daily up from the kuto, but to cook in a fleshy pot, having in mind you milk, that's also a film. That he says also even on the chaber. That's another issue. I mean, that's not everyone agrees that. But anyway. And the Ramon adds the dafka back to Ramon the third line of Sidney, the dafka lechol im chalav habasa atzmo ala litman the klish on mutal chatchila the chain nagu the chain im lo nisbash lo nisbachila rak all of the klish on basar if they just put on a fleshy plate then mutal achoy im chalav atzmo eat it tachy with milk the chain lahetzef and so on. So again the Ramon has another cooler the chain im hoya haklish nisbash lo on this one if gam shalom hoya ben yomo no again hetzef chatchila lo achoy im anashenis. The Ramon has even though the Ramah brings up the sheet of the Rivan, which is a Chumrah, okay, that Nisbashlu is also, there's no not for not, that there is no heter by Nisbashlu, right, that's he says, that's the Minig, that's the Chafila, but he does have a couple of coolers also. He says it was just, number one, just also to eat it with milk and meat, but not also to put it in there on the other, on, you know, the opposite plate. And then he says also this whole heter is, if it was, there's a heter, if you put it on a fleshy plate, you eat it with milk and so on. And the chayin hoya clear is pasanos on this mitzvah lefgam. So hoya ben yom, what does that mean? A clear which is not ben yom. Ben yom means it hasn't been used in 24 hours. Okay, it looks like we're talking about fleshy pot here. Okay, fleshy pot, when did I last use it? I last used it a year and a half ago. I last used it 2 weeks ago. I haven't used it. So the halacha is that's called no Saint Tom with gum. Because at a certain point, whatever flavor is absorbed into a pot doesn't add anything. It's not tasty, it ruins, it spoils the flavor. Right? That's called no Saint Tom with gum. So the halacha, again, that's why whatever you call a rabbi with a shayla, the last year, when, you know, I put a fleshy fork in a milky pot, when was it last used? Was it used today? Was it used last week? And that's an important point because there are what's called no Saint Tom with gum. Right? It's a negative flavor. It's a destructive, a non-tasty, Tom Pogum. It's not tasty. So then there are certain leniencies. So here the Ramah is telling us, if even the Ramah, who's machmir like the Iran, that there's no nap bar nap kula with regards to cooking, but that's only if the pot is a ben yomo. If it's not a ben yomo, then no one can have to chatchila. Okay, that's the mechaber. Now, there is another important point. We've been saying that now the fish can't be eaten with, put the fish on the meat plate. So we said that that we said is mutter. Well, let's say I cooked it in the flesh of the pot. We're kosher for the rivan. Does that mean now that this fish taka has a din of flesh? So I eat this fish, I have to wait 6 hours before having it in the milk? I mean, how far do we take it? We now, are we rendering this piece of fish or these eggs, whatever, mamas, to be like flesh?
Yeah, that's not true.
Oh, okay, forgive me. Those who wait 3 hours, right? To me, you have to wait 3 hours. I'm sorry, I forgot. Okay, those who wait 3 hours, you have to wait at all? So that's an earlier sin in the Shulchan Aruch, and sin pay test of Gimel Nerudea. Achal tav shul shabasa. If I have a tav shul shabasa, it means there's no meat in it, okay? But it was cooked in a fleshy thing. Or mutar lechal achar tav shul shagrina. Okay, you can eat afterwards. You don't have to wait. In other words, just because it was cooked in a fleshy pot, okay, does not make it fleshy with regards to having, not, you know, you just now had to eat it together with the milk. You have a glass of milk while you drink. But in our case, let's say, you cook these eggs or this fish in a fleshy pot, which are Amor's Machmir, we don't say not run out there. You know, you can eat the fish and have a chocolate bar for dessert after you finish the fish. That's okay. You don't have to wait 3 hours or 6 hours or whatever. We don't treat it like meat completely. So that's the, yeah.
But he really should have said, what's the left of Gvina? He says,
that's true.
The Lushan is a bit of a
problem. Let's see. He could eat actual cheese afterwards.
So he says,
there's no difference in eating, but he tells you the difference. Yeah. He does tell you the difference. He says,
yeah.
Amatila b'neim en el rishus. However, you have to wash. So that's not like now that either, you have to wash. Okay.
What did he eat first?
He ate the flesh again. So you just have to, it's like a new thing. And I talked to them.
Not because it's put on your hand.
Well, that's about washing hands.
You make a new meal out of it.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you mean wash again? You say I'm healthy again?
No.
What did he
come?
He's
just
removing any
grease. Yeah, any grease. Yeah, Jesus has the grease. That's in it. Now he does say, "Nagu Achshav LaHakmir Ramor." Right? Nagu Achshav LaHakmir Shalach Gvina Basar Ukmachar Basar Atzmo. Okay. The Ein Lashanos refers together. However, he does mention the following thing: what type of fleshy thing were we talking about? Was there any, if there's no basar in it at all, sometimes you have a meat thing where there's a meat flavoring in it and so on and so forth, there's no actual meat. Meal, in ein basar b'tavshil, rakshin is basar b'kaderish of basar, then mutar l'achol achra v'grina. B'ein bo minig l'achra. That's our case. Okay, there's no minig to be stringent about it and so on. B'chein ogim l'achol basar achra tavshil j'epo g'rino cholos. But he says, meal yesh lito yada v'nehem, and so on, you should wash your hands in between. Good. Now the let me see if I want to get to the shach. Yeah, the shach talks about that thing. It has to be clean. Your hands have to be clean. Taz writes, "It's a kandalav mashma de below bishal ala lechud mutar filu chatchila." Okay, it was just put on one and not the other. Then it's completely mutar, like we've been saying all along. Okay, I want to take a look to before we when we wrap up with one other part of the sugya. Let's move to the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan, it's in Sari Hei 626, says the Sif Yud. Aruch HaShulchan kind of summarizes everything clearly. So let's see. Sif Yud did Alphany base. Then we'll see what else there is. To finish up. Sif Yud. Milosh Ma Gemara Nir Lehegel. The Binyana de Nosin Tam, by Nosin Tam, Yeshma Shalos Lechatchil, Rapha the Yerid Mutter, Yeshma Shemutter Lechatchil. Certain things are Mutter Lechatchil, and some of them are Mutter Lechatchil, and some of them are Mutter Lechatchil. Lahachnis had dog named Akar Shabasar. Kidei Lacha Bekuta Osel Chatchil. He says to put the things on a fleshic plate. And when you're planning to eat it with milchim, that you shouldn't do. The lachain omar hashas, what was the lesson of Gemara? Remember? Dogim she'alu v'kar. What does alu mean? They were put there. V'di'evet. Toma v'di'evet kish'alu. Avim alu mutu l'ocha mekuta l'chatchila. Once it was, then it's mutu l'chatchila. The lachain omar hashas, mutu l'ocha mekuta. Umutu avi l'chatchila. He put the fish on a fleshed plate, knowing that he's going to eat it with milk. Because you're relying on something that you shouldn't get into the habit. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Now, not everyone agrees to that.
He did not purpose, and then he said, it's done.
Correct. But what's the reason? So lo la hargyo, you shouldn't get there. Now, sip you out. He says that if they were never cooked together, they were just put on the on a fleshy plate, it's mutter to eat it with milk itself. So we now explain that in Sifkir base. Hayesh machmirin zel adaya the shnir suisif hay uladina maskim gamhu the rishonos shezod das rova foskim el shenagul lahachmer kedei shnir that's the rivon the chatchila b'diavad mutar klomar the chatchila ain lochom mekuta ubediavad kishenos lochom mekuta mutar lechol the songkar the rishona the ain zekel chatchila the yerush suisif yud that's not like we've been there before, okay? But here it's already you already prepared the dish. The yesh misharot from the benitzul gam b'diavad also, that's the shot we saw. Okay, and that's the third opinion with Rabbeinu Amor, Okay, so again, the Aruch HaShulchan is a summary. We see the following. You know, we see some of the things that we saw. But there's an interesting Bir HaGro. Okay, and look in 27. The Bir HaGro there, Siman Tzadi Hei Sif Yud, Sukkot Yud, writes as follows. He says, the Bir HaGro says, he said, after Shal Isur Mutur, let's find that. The after kedera ain also chatchila she'ena ben yomo elagzera otu ben yomo ma she'ena kenkan the af ben yomo mutar medina. The going on is a big cooler. He says, strictly speaking, what's up here? Even ben yomo, he says, is mutar medina. Okay, the Biragua has this cooler that on this leniency that the Ramad mentioned. Ramad said again, we were choshesh leivon, but he had several kulas. This kula, he said, the Ramadan writes, even a ben yomo, it's mutar medina to cook, to cook the fish, and then eat it with the other men. Which means, according to the Ramadan, as I understand it, there's not much use for pyre utensils. you don't need them. Okay, just make sure you use, I mean, he said even a ben yomo is mutar medina. Right. So he's kind of eliminated, if I understand it correctly, the Gaon has kind of eliminated the need for having pottery utensils. Okay, the Chacham HaSadam disagrees. I printed it. Chacham Chesiv Beis, Chacham Adam says no. He says it's still a chatchila. Im hoya ha-klish nisbash wa'ena ben yomo mutar l'chuchal, afilu didan. Aval also a chatchila l'vash of a klish ena ben yomo kedei l'ochu b'chol of denosin b'ham of gam also a chatchila and so on. The Chacham Adam and the Chacham HaSadam is Chacham Chesiv Beis. He doesn't seem to quote this, but he disagrees obviously with the gross. And I think, so according to him, you still need the full use of power, for power utensils. I just want to finish the last group, and again, this is man, it's just an overview. There's one exception to all of this. Well, chametz is different. I mean,
now
it's the same gift, yeah. Now before Pesach. Before Pesach, we would, yeah, before Pesach. On Pesach, so the Chom Ramashah. Okay, now, the last group of swords that I printed have to do with one exception. There's one type of pyre item where all bets are off. And that is, the Gemara says in Chul and Kufi Dalf and Beis, going to the top of Kufi Beis Dalf, 29, Snom. That's radish. Dabar Chorim, a sharp item. Snom, Shechotcho, Bisakim, Shechotach, Bobosar. If I cut radish with a fleshig knife, Asur va'ochlo v'kutach. I cannot eat that radish with milk eggs because the sharpness of the radish draws out the flavor from the knife. And now Dabar Chorif, right? There's a whole discussion. The Gemara says, "Hani milut snom." Going on to the next place, Agam Churfe Bola, because of its sharpness, you know, it has this transfer of flavor. Aval kisho is like squash or something like that. So that's sweet and so on and so forth. That's the Gemara discussion there. Okay, so that's the whole question: what exactly is included on the Dabar Chorif? Onions and garlic and so on. There's different discussion in posting not for now. Huh? What? Oh, so the Gemara seems to say. Okay, and that's the other thing I left out was a Rambam. The Gemara seems to be talking that part of the issue here is not just that it's a Dabar Chorif. The simple reading of the Gemara, like you're saying, is also that it's a knife, because the pressure of the knife also assists. What about, though, everything we've been talking about, cooking in a fleshy pot where there's no sakin involved? Would that be the same thing? So it's interesting, the Rambam, Paskins in Hilchos Machosos Parakhtes Halacha Chav Dal, I printed that in 31. He says, "Sakin shechotach ba'avosar fleas, a knife that was used for fleshing, for meat. The chazar b'chotach what's known, and anyone you cut radish with, a chiyotze ba'al midvarm charikim, doesn't give us an example, there's other sharp fruits, also lacham makutach." Okay? Then you just have to again peel off, wipe off the place with a knife touch, and then you can eat it. Now that's the Rambam over there. Now what the Rambam does say, and which I forgot to print again, in Halacha Chaf Aleph, I apologize, but in Perek Tes Halacha Chaf Aleph, I believe it's Chaf Aleph, hope it's Chaf Aleph, he says, I can't find it. I forgot. I didn't print it. I apologize. But I think the Rambam says. Just let me see. Alright, the discussion of Rishonim, I thought the Rambam said it before, now I can't find it. But let's see in the Shochar. We'll see in the Shochar. For your question, does this apply only because of the Sakin? The Mechaber writes, find it. Yeah, I realize I didn't print the wrong site. I got mixed up with the sources this week. But anyway, there's a machlokas aposkin, whether the same thing extends not only to cutting davar charif with a knife, but also let's say cook a davar charif in a flashing pot. There's some more machmir, the same din. It's not the knife issue, it's the sharpness of the flavor. I only printed the knife stuff.
Simple example is a horseradish.
We should cook.
Place your spoon. No, horseradish is not in that case.
Why not? Is that true?
I don't know.
Could be. Why not? The Shulchan Aruch. I haven't seen the Tzadi Rav Siv Aleph. It's no, no silka. Even silka is beef. I don't know. There is. You have to look in the modern kashrus books. Right, but that's because of Duchat Zechina. But it's talking about Snow and Shechat called the Sakin. Evidently I didn't print them in the sheet. I apologize.
Why should you think
how did
you get the horseradish to be edible? You chop it up with something else.
It's
fire,
I don't know.
You chop it with something else. Now, it's a spooning. Could we think that one is delayed because the horseradish is sharp?
Again,
so long as it's over the knife, you have to say that.
Right, but what about if you cooked it in a, let's say I cooked onions in a flay sugar pot.
So what would be the difference now?
So now can I eat those miracle onions with the egg salad? That's the question. That's the issue. Put it in the fridge, I don't
think it's
right, but I'm saying even by Dabar Charif, that's the question. The Dabar Charif, right, we're machmir anyways, you're saying, according to Ramo. Right?
Yeah.
But let's say you cook, all the dinner in a Ben Yomo, the cool is applied. Maybe Dabar Charif should be, we're machmir anyway, I mean, even but that's Ramo.
Yeah.
Ramo is machmir, but let's say Ramo had a couple of coolers with there, Ben Yomo food. So the question is, would that apply to Dabar, to someone's Dabar Charif? I guess I had them in colors, I just didn't print them on a sheet now in front of me, I apologize. Okay, but
Did that not work by the spoon? I thought you need some sort of duft of the sakin. I thought by the...
Yes, I think the spoon in a horseradish it wouldn't be, but if it's in a pot, let's say you're cooking, and the davar charif can't, made according to some poskim. And I think
the question. You're not going to go tell me now that the snow is any stronger than the fire, so it should be cleaned up by the nitrogen.
I know, but the davar charif, which clearly has a different status, the davar charif only because you're cutting it, and therefore the knife plays a role, but if you cook it, it'll follow the same dinim. Or no, if you cook davar charif, maybe there the bli is stronger, so nafarnat doesn't work. That's the question. There's a whole heter of nafarnat. We saw it in the Rashbol, we saw it in the Ran's Lashon, was it weakening the flavor, right? But maybe when you're dealing with davar charif, it doesn't weaken the flavor. So that's the question. But again, I think the
issue is just a question of pulling out the blia. It's not a question of weakening, it's a question of pulling out the blia. And the pulling out the blia is the same as the age.
No, but the age pulled out the blia too, but if it's a weakened blia, it won't impact something else. The question is, this is a... That's the question. Okay, anyway, we'll discuss, Bez Hashem will discuss more. As I said, I just wanted to give an overview, a review of some of these dinim, they're complicated dinim. These are all the regular types of shilas. The average rabbi gets these shilas more than almost anything else, you know, and sometimes you have to look it up because there's so many different factors. You know, there's someone, because inevitably onions are involved. Had to be onions. You know, on the flip side, I'll just end with what I mentioned. I mentioned a shul on the Friday night last week, the Emerald Tish. for Purim. So there's an interesting question. When something's mutter, the Piskei Tshuva has this in Kuf Tezayin. When something is mutter, this is like a Hashkafic issue. When something is mutter, so what's the story? Should you tell people to that they paka is a heter? So should we say, okay, it's a heter, we will not be machne.
Okay.
So I asked, I threw out the question, there were women present. So I said, someone will call up, and I said, Erev Pesach, and there was a, you know, one of these things happened, with, well, it wasn't a Dover Harp, all these things, I tell them it's mutter. Okay, so how many people here are going to serve that at their seder? No one raised their hand. If I state something, I mutter. Okay, you know, somebody told me once this, a Shaila, a woman called him up also before Pesach, and some mixture happened, and explained to them before Pesach the regular rules of Shishin works. So he said you can serve it at your seder. You should serve it. She threw the food. She threw the whole chicken out. That wasn't the question. She only talked about can she go ahead and use the pot? She should have a hot. That's the question. So if Pesach Tshuva has 2 days. If Pesach Tshuva says. The Pesach Tshuva says that you can say it's, you know, okay, but a person's allowed to be machmir under certain circumstances. Or you say no, it's sort of like, hey, Mamru, hey, Mamru. I mean, the same Torah that tells us something's also the same Torah tells Mutter, it's Mutter, it's Mutter, and finish. So it's 2 days in Pesach Tshuva. That's one view. On the other hand, the Chachamim get stretched to give us a kula. So I don't want to rely on that kula. I do find that, huh? So hey, we can say many things. Tabal of Bracha, sometimes we start to come up. Sometimes, okay. So let's say that's all that. Right. So sometime after, I just want to end. The B'nai Yisosar, the B'nai Yisosar has, and I think it's Mamar Chodesh Tamuz, if I'm not mistaken, the Yisosar says the third Shita. And that is, again, the two Shita, Pesach Tshuva is, you know, you're allowed to be Machmer. The other thing is, you should not be Machmer. You know, I'm sorry, but he says, Dafti, you should eat it. Dafter, it's a mitzvah to eat it because something which is has mitzvot or shaltum or whatever. Now it's been kasher so to speak by halacha. Yeah, he says dafter you should eat it. So I don't know what he passed that halacha on. It's not an interesting approach. It's something, you know, the mokum shabali tshuva on them ain't tzarik mishori. Once you had that was usher and now it's become mutter, become torah. So that halacha you should eat. Okay, mashal v'le good tov. Next week, believe it or not, will be the last year of the Yizmah. Okay, good tov.